I always applaud for reducing the time. Okay, so now we have an amendment on the table and a second, and Sharna's got her hand up for discussion.
Oh, and I do.
And so does Jan. Jan?
I think it's that Harrison's idea is something that definitely should be considered. I think it's a nice idea for listeners to be able to address us, but I think the format would need to be different. I move to separate the questions, to divide the questions. One.
Well, we haven't
even voted to attach them.
Okay, yeah. But I'm just saying, if
you vote against attaching it.
Okay.
Vote against the amendment.
Okay, all right, good. David?
I'd like to move to refer Harrison's concept to the Structure Committee for Development.
Second. Don't we have to vote on it whether or not to attach it first?
No, I'm asking that.
You knew? You guys are cool.
You can. Structure Committee can.
It's a motion to refer the amendment.
Okay, so we don't
this
have to then
nuts.
Move on. Okay, so there's now a motion to refer it to committee. Is there a second?
I did.
He seconded? Okay. Any discussion about the referral?
I called the question.
Question's been called. Is there a second?
Second.
Called, seconded, all in favor of calling the question, please signify by raising pink card. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. All opposed to calling the question? 1, 2, 3. All abstaining? 1, 2. So that means we go right to referring it to committee. All in favor to referring Harrison's motion to structure committee, signify by raising your card. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All opposed? 1, 2. All abstaining? 1. Harrison's on that committee. okay, so that goes to committee. Now we're back to Sonali's original motion on its own, naked as could be, naked as a jaybird. Is there any further discussion? Seeing none? Oh, no, Leslie, go ahead.
I want to be clear about this. Line indentation also means that means that at no point would they have access to these email addresses.
I think that's correct.
Absolutely.
I would like to amend this to that effect.
Sonali, do you need clarification, or is that clear?
Well, I'm wondering if the resolution just already has that, where it says such a list would not be controlled or moderated by any of the staff delegates or members, and would be accessible for subscription by anyone who fit. I mean, if you want to add some, I don't know if people feel there's need to add some language. I don't have a problem with it, but it doesn't belong to me anymore anyway.
Just add on saying the email addresses would not be accessible.
Well, I mean, someone has to make an amendment.
Okay. I'll make an amendment.
Because the motion. Motion's on the floor.
There's a motion to amend. Please state your amendment.
Jane.
Yes, I would like to say that we make it clear by not just saying line indentation.
Put in new words. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear you. I thought you'd stop.
But by saying create staff delegates and not to be... not to be made public in any way, shape, or form.
The email address is not to be.
And the email address is not to be public.
Yeah.
She's a lawyer.
Before seconding, before anybody seconds the amendment, email address is public.
Email addresses shall not be public.
Okay.
Period.
Email addresses shall not be public if that's the amendment. Is there a second to the amendment? Is there an amendment to the second?
No. I second
what?
The amendment.
The amendment's been seconded.
No, I don't think so.
Is there any discussion? I can't imagine people opposing that. Is there any discussion?
And you've been on the board how long?
Good point. I retract my absurd comment.
Why don't you ask if they, if anybody wants to comment?
Because there's public comment.
There's public comment.
No, I know, but nobody wants to comment.
Okay, so seeing none, let's vote on the actual amendment. All those in favor of adding Jane's amendment about the no publishing of the email addresses, please signify by raising your hand.
Dave, are you voting?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All those opposed? Oh, that's 11. He's 11. Opposed? 0. Abstentions? 1. Great. Okay, now let's go back to the original motion. Is there any further discussion? Seeing none, if you are in favor of Sonali's motion.
No. Listener comment.
Oh, you're right. God, I love you
guys.
Don't
you have to call for the question?
So now we take up the motion. Now we take up the vote after listener comment. Right.
Okay, that's done. Yay, one more.
Yeah, just on procedure.
Yes.
If there will be other old business like what David just put down in front of me, that will also require listener comment.
Yes.
So therefore, we shouldn't have listener comment now, right, but we should.
We're going to go to listener comment after we discuss all this.
Thank you.
You're welcome. David, your item is next. Please
introduce
the motion.
This one's been pending since what, March, April?
Okay, me too.
April Fool's Day, actually.
Okay. So, basically, I'm not going to read the whereas. The idea is to be able to address listeners about what's going on at the station from the point of view of multiple constituencies. So the resolution is, one, that KPFK LSB recommends to the management that a weekly one-hour report to listener program be instituted as soon as possible to deal with internal issues at KPFK and Pacifica. Two, that the program rotate each week between presentations from different constituencies and our bodies. That once monthly, the report shall be a report from the management. Once monthly, the report shall be a report from the LSB and PNB. Once monthly, the report shall be a report from the staff, paid and unpaid, and that the remaining presentations be allocated to other bodies, which might include organized listener groups, for example, FPNN, the Community Advisory Board, the Interim Program Council, etc., at the discretion of management in consultation with the LSB. Four, that the LSB Programming Oversight Committee will propose a mechanism at our next LSB meeting for ensuring that access to the air during the report to the listener is fairly distributed, using the following proposal as a starting point for discussion. That the reports from constituencies, that four reports from constituencies other than management, the program be organized such that several presenters from that constituency appear on the program. Each person appearing on the program has adequate time to present her or his views, i.e., on the order of 8 to 10 minutes each. That in the case of the LSB, the PNB, the staff, and any other formal body, CAB, IPC, FPNN, the presenters from the body or constituency be rotated so that all the members of that body or constituency that wish to appear are able to do so, and no members of that constituency or body appear more than once until all who wish to appear have had the opportunity to do so once. There should be a do there before so. Allowing for exceptions on occasion in the case of scheduling conflicts, but in keeping with the spirit of this rule. And then for the purposes of this rule, PNB members shall be considered a separate constituency from the LSB. So you don't get on as an LSB member and then as a... A paid staff and unpaid staff shall be considered separate constituencies due to the differing proportions of each and to allow members of each to appear on that show. That the order in which members appear be random, i.e. selected by drawing numbers from a hat, and that a minimum of 20 minutes of the program be allotted to unscreened listener call-ins, and listeners be given up to 2 minutes each to state their questions or comments.
Wow. Thank you, David. So there's a motion on the floor. Is there a second?
Second.
The motion has been seconded. Let's go to discussion.
Can I just clarify? That last long thing is a recommendation as a starting point for discussion for the Program Oversight Committee. You're not voting the
pass. Okay, so here's your stat.
You shouldn't
have
said anything.
Yes. Jane, Terry, Sonali, Jim, anybody else? Alan, Jan, Harrison. Anybody else on the staff? Anybody else putting themselves on the staff? Okay. Can I close the stack?
Yeah, you will.
The stack is closed. All right, who's first? Jane.
I'd like to refer this to the Program Committee and the PROC.
There's a motion to refer this to Committee on Programming and PROC.
Same thing.
Sorry, is there a second?
Yes.
IPC and PROC.
There is no IPC.
Oh, IPC. She wants Interim Program Council.
Got it. And Programming. Is there a second? There's a motion and a second.
Call the question.
The question's been called. Is there a second to call the question?
Second.
All right. All in favor of calling the question on Jane's motion to refer to committee, please signify by raising your card.
The POC.
And IPC.
And IPC.
Please raise your cards. One. Hey, order, please.
I gave up.
This is your voting on calling the question. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12. 12 all opposed to calling the question. All abstentions? Sharon abstained, but she's not admitting it. Bye, Sharna. Thank you.
She's waiting to vote, Maria. Are you trying to give her a message?
We're not voting until after the...
No, on referral, you would vote.
On the referral.
Okay, let's go.
Okay, so then we're calling the question on referring to committee. All in favor of referring to the two committees that Jane requested, signify by raising your pink card. Why are you laughing at me, Dennis? One, two...
Three,
four, five, six, seven, eight. All opposed to referring to committee. One, two, three.
Motion to reconsider.
Oh. Were you on the prevailing side?
Yeah, because I changed my mind.
What?
I voted for it. I'm making a motion to reconsider.
Okay, so she did.
I voted for the prevailing side.
So now she wants to
reconsider. I'm now making only the motion to reconsider. Sandwich.
What, 3 seconds after the vote?
That's
God. Jesus Christ.
Question's been called. Hey, where are you guys going?
We're voting again, see? On the same thing.
Get back in here. Question's been called. Is there a second?
That's what Leslie did earlier.
Is there a second? Okay.
I second.
Okay. Now we're voting on calling the question on referring it to
committee. Oh, I'm sorry.
It's been asked to be reconsidered. So
no.
Please.
Oh, no. I call the question.
Point of order.
What question?
Calling the question on the motion to whether or not to reconsider. So
okay, good. Thank you.
Close debate on whether or not to reconsider.
It's to close debate. Please signify by raising your hand if you want to close debate. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. All opposed? Zero. All abstaining?
One.
Israel?
And two.
Aaron. Okay, so now we are going to reconsider.
Yes.
Jan, would you like to do a 2-second summary on why you
can't? That's impossible.
It's not debatable, is it?
No, we closed debate. We just did.
Yeah. We are closing debate.
So she shouldn't get an extra statement.
No,
she doesn't get to make a statement.
Everybody knows where it is.
That would be unfair.
Please signify by raising your pink card. Before you guys are pulling.
Oh, are we? Wait a minute.
This is the vote to reconsider.
Voting to reconsider.
Your motion.
You're voting.
Voting to reconsider and allow us to not send it to committee.
All opposed to reconsidering. One, two, three, four, five, six. What's that have to be, Dave?
It has to be a
simple majority.
Okay, simple majority. We're reconsidering, sending it to committee. Did we go right to a vote?
No,
yes.
We go to the bed.
Okay. Jan, state what it is. Why are you reconsidering?
I'm reconsidering because I like the concept. I don't think we need it to go. Don't leave. I don't think it needs to go to committee. I think we should start moving towards implementing it, and we should pass it. It can go to committee to implement it, but I think that we should pass the actual concept. It's been sitting around long enough.
And then Leslie can pass it. Okay, who's first?
I was.
Is that a motion to divide?
Dave and Jane.
Yeah, the motion says that it has to go to the committee anyway to work out the mechanism. All it says is we're going to do this, right? We're going to do this deal. If you don't know you want to have a program on issues, vote no. Just let's vote on it. Say, no, we don't want a program on issues. It doesn't define anything other than it rotates between different constituencies
and
how it does that. We can also, if it ever doesn't work out, as we did with committee memberships, re-vote it if we don't like it. So if you want to sit on your hands for another period of time and keep batting this around in limbo, let's do that. But the motion already says it goes to that committee to deal with the structure of it.
Thank you, Dave. Jane?
Can you hear listener comments before
yes,
you
say? Yes, we will. Yeah. Jane?
I think as a policy that to reconsider a vote and have people leave is not a good idea. That if someone's going to leave, then it's
sorry, she voted. She was here. She was here when she voted. So that
and she was here when I made the motion. So
that's tough.
Sonali? I'm very impressed with this, but and I will vote. I will vote for it. And I like the fact that the committee has to deal with the implementation. My only issue is there. You know, we may. I hope that if it does get implemented, that there is the committee that looks at this, figures out how to protect the station from any personnel liabilities. That's my only issue, but I think it's an excellent motion. He's thought of every eventuality and every detail, even ones that I couldn't have come up with, but perhaps every detail. So I'm in favor of this.
Great. Thank you, Sonali. Who's next? Leslie?
I'll say quite frankly, I can support items 1 and 2 on here. I think the rest of it should be referred back to committee, and the committee is very discussed about how this is going to be put together. I have no problems with an LSD show or a one-hour report to the listener from different constituencies. That's great. Yeah. I just don't see any point in, as Dave says, kicking it to committee when he's already outlined the whole thing. I'd like this to be considered by more than one person before we vote for it.
Great. Who's next? Harrison?
It seems to me that this is referred to committee's proposal mechanism, but the mechanism has already been specified, and I've got a lot of questions here. I'm not sure that we've got all the constituents we want, or we don't have some that are inappropriate. I'm not sure that 20 minutes is the right amount of listening comments. I have a serious problem with giving each person that's going to speak 8 to 10 minutes rather than some kind of dialogue and discussion. I do think that this does need further discussion. I am in favor of the general proposal. I'd just like to have a little bit more discussion. I mean, we've had an opportunity to look at this, but not really to discuss the details. And I think many of the details are specified here. I think it is if we could leave out the details and let the mechanism be more discussed by the committee, I think that would be appropriate to bring some of this back. I don't see any tremendous time rush. I appreciate Dave's waiting. We've all waited for all business to get come about.
This is a great program proposal, but it is a program proposal. Program proposals should go to the interim program council.
I move to divide this, that we vote on items 1 and 2, and then we vote separately on items 3 and 4.
Yeah. Okay, so the motion is to divide out 1 and 2 and vote on that separately from what else?
3 and 4.
Okay, all right. So there are two different motions. What's that?
I call the question.
Question's been called. Is there a second?
Second.
Great. If you're in favor of calling the question.
Point of order. People don't understand.
You've got to specify whether she's just calling the question on the motion to divide or on the whole banana.
I thought it was on the question
divide. She can only do it on the motion to divide because we can't vote on the whole thing until the listeners come.
I withdraw.
Okay, so Sonali has withdrawn the calling of the question.
What's the motion on the floor?
To divide. The motion is to divide this.
Whose motion?
I call the question.
Leslie,
are you going to divide 1 and 2 from the rest? Is that it? Okay. I'll call the question. I'll second.
Question's been called.
Order,
is there a second?
You specify whether you're calling the question on the motion to divide or on the whole thing.
No, on the motion to divide.
Dave, it was on the motion to divide. That's why I asked.
You have to specify.
No, that's not true. There's a main motion, and if he calls to everything,
you can't.
Excuse me. After we close debate, if you say I'm doing it on the whole thing, then we end debate. After the listener comment, we would vote on the motion to divide. Actually, we vote on the motion to divide first. After the listener comment, we would vote on the other thing, and we would stop talking.
Thank you,
about
David, for the clarification. He's actually absolutely correct. Are you calling the question on the entire thing?
No.
Just on
the motion to divide.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Great. All in favor of dividing this into two, please signify by raising the hot pink card with your name on it.
Is there a cool pink card?
There is not, unfortunately.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4,
it's very cool, though.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9. All those opposed to calling the question on motion to divide? One. All abstaining? Come on, I saw abstentions.
Oh, I did. Oh. Me, I abstained.
Okay. Two. Thank you. We're supposed to record. Okay, great. We are dividing this now. So now we're going to start with one and two.
We vote on motion to divide.
I just need one person. Thank you.
Sorry.
All right, so all those in favor of dividing this up into two separate motions signify by raising your blue cards. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All opposed. 1, 2. All abstaining.
Two in a row? Jesus.
Alan, are you abstaining?
Yeah, whatever.
Okay, at least one abstention. I don't know exactly how many because we're losing our members. Okay, so we have now divided this. We're going back to number one and two.
No. Motion to call the question except for listener comments.
Question's been called. Is there a second?
For the whole motion.
For the whole thing?
Yeah,
there is
only one.
And there's a second. All in favor of calling the question on the whole thing, signify by raising your hot pink card. Are you... Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. All opposed to calling the question? 1. All abstentions?
So it's been split.
1. Okay, so great. So we'll go to that after the list of comment. Yay, we're the next item.
And Tom, check, we have 12 minutes left.
All right, so Halloran motion on role of secretaries. Jane Halloran, you got the floor.
Okay. Resolution on secretarial duties. 1, the elected secretary, the official secretary, the KPFK-LSB, and shall retain all the powers and duties of secretary. The runner-up in the election will act as assistant if he, she wishes to do so. Wherever possible, the official secretary shall arrange for the assistant to perform the duties of the corresponding secretary. For example, 1, take his or her place when she is late or absent in terms of recording the minutes, but not performing the other duties of secretary of the LSP. 2, place the announcements of the LSP and committee meetings on the KPFK website and on the LSP listservs and other public outlets. C, send thank you messages to those who help the LSP duty. D, collaborate in transcription of motions documenting the attendance and voting. 2, other divisions of labor or collaboration between the secretary and the assistant secretary shall be by mutual consent. 3, since he was democratically elected as secretary of the KPFK-LSB, he will oversee and have final judgment and responsibility for any and all efforts coming from him, her, and the assistant secretary. 4, this relationship shall terminate and be reviewed when new LSB officers are elected. Motion made by somebody, I can't remember.
Thank you, Jane Halloran. Is there a second?
Do we have copies?
There's a second.
Yeah.
Where is it? What's it look like?
Is it in the board pocket?
There, she handed it around.
Okay.
So there is a motion on the floor and a second. Yeah, I heard the second. Thanks. And a second. So in the stack, we have Madeline. Anybody else on the stack?